Right there. We got callers on the line. We got Catherine Ayers and Armando is on the line.
Hey, hey.
Camina. Armando Camina. Okay, can you hear us, callers? Are you there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I think we're all here.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
So Armando and Catherine, I know a little bit about Catherine. You are a painter hailing from Poughkeepsie, New York. You do body painting and all sorts of other good kinds of painting. Armando, you are calling from San Antonio, Texas. You've done radio before, and I don't know a lot more about you, but this is so great to have both of you on. Garrett Roach, you brought them both on. Thank you, Garrett, for that. And let's launch right into it.
Very welcome. Hey, Catherine and Armando.
Hey, Garrett.
Hi, and Karen. It would be lovely if they could just talk about their gratitude and positivity mission.
Let's do that. I'd like to talk. Garrett mentioned the positivity, and Armando mentioned the gratitude. You guys are both parts of movements, human movements of gratitude and positivity, and they go hand in hand. Garrett, tell us about it.
The positivity group, as many know now, came to me after the loss of my mother a couple of months after when she passed in May 2015. And it just hit me one day, as I say, there's power in positivity. And I just thought, just put myself out there and bring as many people together as possible. It's, as I say, it's not even a group per se. It's just the idea of introducing people to each other. No holidays, no special reasons, no particular events. Just people coming together to be there for each other, share laughs, intelligent conversation. And Mr. Camina here, Armando, can you please tell us a little about how your gratitude project developed? It was most interesting and touching from the story you shared with me personally.
Well, I've always recognized gratitude. But it really came full force to me one day of 1993, I believe it was, something like that. I'm now in education, but my first career was in radio and television. And I was living in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is about 2 hours from San Antonio going south. So I cut my teeth in radio and television in Corpus Christi. So I was, one day I get off, I was working in television at the time. And when I got off the air, I went to this favorite watering hole. It's called Vernon's. It was a media hangout. So it was a fun place to go, especially after work. And I was just, on this particular day, I was sitting at the end of the bar and not really paying attention to anyone, just kind of minding my own business on this particular day. And I saw this fella coming toward me, and he called my name out, which was not unusual because I was on television a lot. But he had this purpose to his walk as he was moving toward me. So I was thinking to myself, what does he want? At Vernon's attracted a lot of different types of personalities. You could have one of the richest guys in Corpus Christi in that place. You could have one of the poorest guys in Corpus Christi in the same place. So it was a bar where everybody went to. It was affordable for everybody. So I'm thinking, I wonder what he wants. So he comes up to me and he says, I know you don't know me, but I need your help. And I said, okay. He says, my wife is about to leave me. And I'm thinking, okay. And the funny thing or the tragic thing about it was I was going through a divorce at that time. So I'm thinking to myself, well, how can I help him with that? I can't even help my own self. But he told me a story, and he said that the reason why his wife was leaving and taking his kids, which was going to devastate him, was the fact he couldn't find a job. And he'd been looking for a job for about 6 months. He said some things had come up but that he thought were hopeful but then fell through at the last minute. And his wife was about to leave him because the bills were piling up and so forth. So he was really looking for some advice, and he wasn't asking me for a job. He was just asking for advice, which I thought was kind of odd as well. But anyway, and he sat down next to me, and when he sat down, I knew he wasn't going to leave until he got an answer. And so I thought, okay, I don't know how I'm going to handle this, but we'll see. So I just, I said, okay, give me a moment. Let me think about this. He gave me a lot of information. I need to think about this, how we're going to handle this. So I just kind of closed my eyes. And as soon as I closed my eyes and got myself a little relaxed, I felt this kind of rumbling coming through my body, like a tingling, rumbling feeling, you know, and something I hadn't really experienced before, not on this level anyway. And it's kind of hard to describe how it felt, but it definitely got my attention. And so as I was kind of paying attention to the rumbling and this feeling that I was having in my body, this voice came into my head, a voice I'd never heard before, but it was very firm, and it was very, at the same time, very kind, but wanted me to express this message to this fella. And the voice said to me, tell this fella that he needs to say thank you 3 times per day for the next 21 days or 3 weeks, right? And I'm thinking to myself at that moment in time, I'm thinking, what kind of advice is that? You know, to how is thank you going to get him a job, and how is thank you going to save his marriage? You know, I was being very cynical about it. And here I am arguing with myself with this voice in my head. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. He's going to laugh at me, and he's going to throw on top of that, he's going to throw his drink in my face and tell me I'm a fool.
Oh man, that's amazing. I want to hear where this goes in just 1 second, Armando. Yeah. I got to play a quick station identification as required by FCC law. It'll just take 1 quick minute, okay, and we'll be right back. I want to hear the rest of this story because this is fascinating.
So, all right.
Awesome,
is it, man, ever?
Okay, so bear with me. Here we go. You're listening to the Monday Afternoon Show.
This is Sam Sebring from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Hi, this is Michael Cole, the Columbia County Director of Community Services. The abuse of opiates has reached epidemic proportions in our country, our states, and in our county. Our local youth and their families have been impacted by the current opiate epidemic. Opiate abuse does not discriminate. However, there is hope. Treatment works and recovery is possible. Education is the key to dispelling myths that perpetuate the stigma associated with addiction. Information on how to get involved in the solution is available at 518-828-9446 or ColumbiaCountyMHC.com. Thank you.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
Okay.
Hey, all you faithful WGXC listeners. This is Cowboy Kurt with Ghosty Girl.
Hey.
Don't forget to listen to the Coyote Ghost Radio Show, the second and fourth Monday of each month from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Got some good music coming up.
We play Americana, roots rock, alt country, iconic rock, and sometimes go into the ditch and play crazy stuff. So turn up your radio and sit back and listen.
All right, Armando and Catherine, Garrett here. Kieran and I are terribly sorry, but he's has some other guests coming on. I have one more coming on over the phone from Ireland. So is there any way you can just condense the story a little bit, Armando, please, to wrap it up here?
Okay. Well, anyway, just to wrap it up, I gave him that message, which was to say thank you 3 times per day.
That's right.
And for 21 days. And then 3 weeks later, he found the job that he wanted. So so that got me thinking about gratitude, even on a bigger level. So it's become a staple in my life. Very much so.
That is unreal, Armando.
Awesome.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you.
There you go.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So basically the moral of the story is gratitude works. You give gratitude to the universe and it'll pay you back.
I always remember to say to every customer when they leave, thank you for shopping at Walgreens.
It's two powerful words that are more powerful than a mustard seed.
More than many people realize, Armando, especially when they're said with all sincerity.
Coolio.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said more than many people realize, Armando, especially when they're said with all sincerity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to be sincere about it in anything that you do. But if you are sincere, then good things will happen. And thank you and gratitude comes in many forms. You know, it doesn't have to really be the words thank you, but it comes in many forms. But it has to start in your heart first and foremost.
Absolutely, even more so through actions.
And through action. It's one thing to say it; it's another thing to do it. So when you combine the two, it becomes a more powerful thing. And what got me thinking about it even more, I said, you know, it's God created us, however you want to look at God. And God is a lot like us because he created us, right? So if we as people like the word, like being told thank you, then God must like being told thank you too. So every morning I just get up and the first thing I do is just look up and just say thank you. That's all, and move on. And then try to do as many good things as I can throughout the day.
Well, thank you so much, Armando. So we'll say farewell for now, but it'd be wonderful to have you back on sometime. And along with the lovely Catherine, as it always is.
Absolutely. Catherine, I'm so sorry. We didn't even get a chance to catch up with you and how all the painting's going. Are you still there with us?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just so happy to have two lovely friends, like Garrett and Armando, connect. And just be kind human beings, which both of them are.
So awesome.
I really appreciate that.
All right, Catherine,
thank
we got to
so
get
much,
you
Catherine.
Up here in the studio and start painting some bodies and painting whatever on the air. We got to make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please. Come.
Okay. Armando and Catherine, thank you again. Garrett, thank you so much.
Just one more. We have Robert O'Brien from Tralee, County Kerry, coming on the phone with his 4-year-old daughter, Princess Kathleen, who has the most hysterical nursery rhyme to sing us.
Okay.
Robert is my best friend and one of those people who you really can't believe still exists in 2018.
Okay.
I lost my
15,
mom in 2015.
Gotcha.
2018.
All right, Catherine and Armando, thank you again. We're going to sign off and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you, Catherine. See you, Garrett.
Okay, bye. Oh,
much more than welcome. Thank you both, sincerely.
This is what it sounds like.
Bye.
Touch it to win my stomach.
All right. That was Prince, which is a total accidental intro to Robert O'Brien calling in from County Kerry. His 4-year-old daughter, Princess, was supposed to be singing something. But tell us what happened. Robert O'Brien, welcome to the show. What happened with Princess?
Princess was waiting anxiously, but tired got the better. She got sleepy, and she was waiting, and she was waiting, but eventually just fell asleep. She couldn't wait no more.
She fell asleep. Princess fell asleep. Well, bless her little heart.
She tried.
We went a little over time there, Robert. I'm really apologize for that, and apologies to her. To her too. We're gonna have to get her on again because that is just like not fair that she
was looking forward to singing on the radio, and she felt very important, but
see what happens when we talk too long, Garrett. Little children get hurt. Unbelievable.
She felt very important, and she felt very, you know, what's the word for she felt very
wanted.
Happy to on the radio. She said she was cool. She thought she was famous.
She felt like a star.
Oh, man.
She felt like a celebrity. Yeah, but we'll catch her next time.
We're going to give her extra time.
That we will.
And we were just having fun about it. I said, we were learning the song. I was teaching her about the song, and she learned it off the top of her head, and she just gone.
Oh, man.
It's
she
a hysterical
out,
song.
Passed
absolutely
out.
Hysterical.
It's a joy. It's good. It's fun. Well, next time. We'll get it next time.
Yeah, sorry we missed her, Robert. So how's everything in County Kerry these days? What's going on? How are the horses? How's County Kerry? What's going on there in Ireland?
Horses is good. Weather is good, but with the last month or two, oh man, we're having lots of bad problems. Myself got very sick, my wife got sick, my mom got sick, my two daughters got sick. Everything just falling apart. Oh, we're doing well, all of us.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, we had a bad 2 months. My mom got very ill. My mom got septicemia in the blood. And I got septicemia. Then my wife had stones in her kidneys. Then my princess had a very bad high infection. Then my other daughter got a very bad high infection.
Diane.
It was a tough 2 months, but it was just very tough. But we're battling.
You're battling all right. Hardy souls, you've got the positivity and the personality, which is what everything starts with. And that's all that matters, brother.
Yeah. but the most important thing, I have good family, I have good people around me. So
this is just
there's
it.
Never a dull moment, you know. I have all good people around me. I have a good team of people around me. They're there for everyone. I'm there for them. I'm there for my daughter. My mom is there. Everyone is there. So we're doing
man.
Good. I'm back to my good health. My mom is back good. My wife is back good. My daughter is good. My
good
next
stuff.
I know is to come back to New York again.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff, Robert. Well,
can't
wait
beyond words.
You got to do me a favor and tell your daughter, Princess, that she's going to be welcomed back on the Monday afternoon show with extra time given to her just because tell her that adults sometimes go on and on and on and they lose track of time and then children fall asleep. And so next time we're going to give her extra time just because of that, because we took too long.
I will do, Kieran. I tell her you were asking for her and you said you'd give her extra time. She was really looking forward to talking to you, but she
fell asleep. Tell her we'll have two songs next time. Maybe see if she can learn a second song or we'll talk extra with her.
We actually learned all the song. We were learning the song for 2 hours and I just
looked my God.
She was asleep. I said,
Unbelievable.
But
my apologies.
And thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Robert. Well, we're going to sign off, and we'll do this again really soon. And, we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Karen, for having me on, mate. Have a nice evening.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Robert. Always. Good evening.
Cheers, Garen, brother.
You too. Cheers, brother.
Good evening. Bye.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Robert O'Brien calling in from County Kerry. All is well over there, except for Princess fell asleep. So what are you going to do? Oh, man. Heading out. Garrett, thanks again.
That was priceless within itself. All right, it was. Thank you as well, Kieran.
All right, see you next time.
Woo! We'll keep plugging with the positivity. Oh, yeah. Coming down with the home tight. Even bite the neighbors out with this chorus. Come out, chipper like a tans. Come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down.